Hello, and welcome to another episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. This was a session that took place on November 14th, 2017, with local Fort Collins artist, Allie Westover. Thanks for listening. How are you doing today?
I'm great.
Awesome. Thank you for being here. It's really great to have you. I wanted to ask you, you know, we were talking before we went on air about your travels. You said you've been to four different colleges in the past couple of years. And so I was wondering, you know, how your travels and all the experiences that you've had kind of influence the music that you make and the songs that you write.
Yeah, so I grew up traveling. I mean, my dad is in the military, so we have been moving every 2 years for my entire life. So music was the one thing that always remained constant when everything else was changing. So, I mean, it's just kind of been there for me when, you know, I didn't really have a whole lot of other people. I've been to four different colleges. One of those colleges that I've been to actually was Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. I was studying songwriting there just first semester. There was a lot of different music there. I mean, I definitely like grew as a writer and I grew as an artist whenever I was over there. I got to collaborate with a couple of really awesome people. Kaylee Gregorio is one of my best friends and she's an incredible songwriter. She still goes there. And we just wrote a lot of really cool music together, some kind of more mellow stuff. I mean, I've definitely been a mellow songwriter my whole life, but it just, I don't know, I definitely branched out whenever I was over there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I think every place that I go, I kind of just, whenever I collaborate with new people, I you know, gain some new knowledge and I just learn kind of how to be better. So
absolutely. That's awesome. So this next song that you're going to play for us, what's it called?
So this next song is called Fall to the Ground.
Fall
so this
to
is
the
a,
ground, yeah.
A little bit more of like a sadder, dramatic one, but it's very honest. So, I mean, I think those are some of the best songs.
Absolutely. And maybe if you want to explain the inspiration behind it before
yeah.
we jump into it.
Yeah. So without calling anybody out, because I'm kind of like a Taylor Swift-esque writer. I write like very personal music, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just about, you know, being with somebody and, you know, something going wrong. And I mean, I don't know, I kind of like to play the song and just kind of let whoever's listening to it take it as it is,
mm-hmm.
you know, because then I feel like it's more of a personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'll just leave it at that.
All
That's
right.
cool.
Absolutely. So this is a live performance of the song Fall to the Ground, performed live in the KCSU studio by local singer-songwriter Allie Westover. Thanks for tuning in to this live session and for supporting local musicians.
Do you think that I will be okay if you push me till I break? I thought you knew me better, but you changed like the weather. Every time we're finally doing well, a storm cloud comes and breaks the spell. I thought we would be better at dealing with life's messes too. So I'm sitting watching fireworks on the 4th of July, but you aren't here because you were too busy getting high. I leave a spot on my blanket open in case you come around, but my tears, they blur the pretty lights as they fall to the ground. Thank you.
90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. That was a live performance of the song Fall to the Ground, performed by Allie Westover, who is here in the studio with me for this local lunch hour. And I really like that song.
Thank
you.
You
said, I definitely found my own personal connection to it.
Yeah,
and
I'm glad.
There's obviously nothing wrong with writing songs in a Taylor Swift fashion.
She's like, amazing.
Yeah, and you've got to write about what you know. So that's awesome. I wanted to ask you, and this is a question I ask a lot of musicians, because I find that people can sometimes pinpoint a song or a moment in their past that led them to want to, you know, create music and to be a musician.
Yeah.
So if you can think of any instances like that, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, so back in seventh grade, mm-hmm. I kind of been writing music a little bit, just kind of like, I hadn't really played guitar a whole lot, but I learned how to play guitar, and then I wrote this song in seventh grade. I was going through, you know, a dramatic seventh grade breakup at the time.
Absolutely. Always.
And I wrote this song, and it was just like this savage song. I could actually probably play it for us next. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
So seventh grade alley. But I mean, I'm pretty proud of it still. Like, it's very dramatic. But I wrote this song, and I played it for, I like sent it to this guy that had just, we had just broken up.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, he told me, he's like, I didn't eat or, you know, sleep for 2 days. And I don't know if that was true, like, after he heard it. But then he like sent it to the whole school, basically. And everyone was like, Allie, this is so good. And I'm like, oh, I guess it's kind of good. Like, I was like, I wasn't really expecting anything to come out of that.
Mm-hmm.
But he sent it to all of his friends and everything. And so that was like really cool. And then everyone was like, we want to hear more. And so I was like, I should write more music about personal experiences and things like that, because apparently everybody really connected with the song. So shout out Sam Bilali, if you're listening, this is for you.
Yeah, let's definitely hear that. I'm interested now. So what's this next song going to be?
So this song is called Black and White.
Okay.
So give me a second to kind of figure out what key it's in.
No,
I haven't played
absolutely.
It in a couple years.
Okay.
So
so this is going to be a special performance of the song Black and White by Allie Westover here in the KCSU studio, live for the local lunch hour, having a great time. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, for supporting local musicians like Allie, and for supporting local college radio. We do these quite often here, so you can keep up to date with us on our Facebook page, 90.5 KCSU, to figure out when those in studios are happening. And so you good to go?
All right. We're good.
All right. So this, again, a song, Black and White, written and performed by Allie Westover. Thanks for tuning in.
All right, seventh grade Allie.
90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. That was a live performance of the song Black and White by local musician Allie Westover, who is in the studio with me right now for the local lunch hour. This is TBD, and really like that song. I think it's so, that's really brave, because I absolutely would not share anything that I created.
In seventh grade?
In seventh grade, sixth grade, eighth grade, kind of until like a year ago.
Yeah.
So that's really awesome that that experience when you wrote the song and then it was shared with everyone in your school was a good experience.
Yeah.
And not like something that
not a laughing stock.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Definitely.
So that's really, really awesome. I wanted to ask you, you know, how you think your music style and your style of writing kind of has evolved since seventh grade.
Yeah, well, okay, so I mean, back then I was, you know, obviously middle school, and I mean beginning of high school, you're going through a hard time. A lot of my songs were pretty sad.
Mm-hmm.
And which I think is great, because that's honestly, like, you know, I was going through a hard time. I was trying to figure out who I was.
Mm-hmm.
I was going through difficult relationships and stuff like that. And I think, you know, I was very honest with my music back then, and I'm very honest with my music now. So
mm-hmm.
that hasn't changed. But I think, I mean, just chord progressions, I mean, musically, I think I like to think that I've, you know, evolved, just, you know, with getting better with my guitar. And
mm-hmm.
But lyrically, I mean, I've just been really trying to branch out, trying to be a little bit more poetic, not just as, you know, like cut and dry, like this is what happened. I like to kind of, you know, use more metaphors.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, since I said the word metaphors, I'm thinking I can play the song that I wrote called Pretty Metaphors.
All right, yeah,
I actually submitted the song to Belmont University. So
mm-hmm.
this was one of the songs that I got accepted into the program for,
okay.
which was really, really freaking awesome. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, I can give that one a play.
Yeah, Pretty Metaphors.
Yeah.
All right, absolutely. So up next, as you just heard, a live performance of the song Pretty Metaphors by Allie Westover. This is the Local Lunch Hour with me, TBD, and this is 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Candy cloud on fly. Awesome, 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. That was a live performance of the song Pretty Metaphor by Allie Westover. And I can definitely tell the growth in the lyrics. That was beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So I wanted to ask you, we were talking again before we went on air about you're a fashion mm-hmm. and apparel major mm-hmm. and then an environmental and sustainability minor.
Yes.
And you have in your life outside of music kind of been able to combine those two loves, and you have a blog about sustainable fashion, which I think is really awesome because that's also something that I'm into. But I also wanted to ask, you know, how do you think as you grow and you get older, how are you going to, you know, kind of combine all of these mm-hmm. things, your fashion and then environment and then also music? Yeah. Like, how do you think music is going to fit into your life plan?
Yeah, so I mean, I think that music will always be with me no matter what I do. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's really cool that I have, a couple different interests, so that whatever direction I go, I feel like I can always, you know, have music. So, I mean, I plan on, you know, playing gigs and just, you know, like, I don't really think that I can really plan out what's going to happen because
mm-hmm.
I really want to, like, you know, go play gigs and get more into the music scene in Fort Collins. I just moved here, so I'm just, like, trying to feel it out and everything. But, mm-hmm. I mean, like, if something were to happen with music, then I would, you know, totally pursue that. And I would love to, you know, become an artist maybe at some point in my life. And mm-hmm. then I would also continue on with my sustainability fashion type blog mm-hmm. and hopefully, you know, get a job in the fashion industry. But I don't know. I feel like there's so many different routes to take in life. And I feel like there's no reason why I would just have to, you know, just do one thing. I mm-hmm. feel like I can do so many different things and just keep on pursuing all my passions simultaneously. So
yeah, absolutely. I completely agree with that. So what next song would you like to play off of this list? You've got so many. That's awesome that you have so many songs and these are all original pieces.
Yeah, these are all original.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Lots of heartbreak and lots of great times. And,
yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. So yeah, it's up to you, whichever one you want to play next.
I think I'll take it up, you know, get a little bit more upbeat. We'll do a newer one that I wrote this past summer.
Okay.
It's called Whenever You're By My Side.
All right.
It's probably one of my absolute favorite ones that I've written. So.
All right. Awesome. So this is a live performance with Allie Westover. Thanks for tuning in to KCSU Fort Collins and for supporting the local music scene here in Fort Collins, as well as your local college radio station.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Make it so easy, you're just so much fun to be around. If I had it my way, I'd see you a little more than I do now. You have a tight schedule, but I promise that I understand. It just makes it a little more special when I finally get to hold your hand. South of Denver, it only gets better whenever you're by my side. Whenever you're by my side. With you it is simple, you and I, we both know how we feel.
voice is so gentle. I'm thinking that this might be something real. I'll see you in a few weeks and daydream till the day you arrive. Because I know that you'll make my two cheeks hurt from your jokes and your laugh while you smile with your eyes. Did I mention I can't wait till you arrive? Being with you, the time flies by like a favorite carnival ride. And as soon as it's over, I pull you closer to let you know I had the best time. An hour south of Denver, it only gets better whenever you're by my side. Whenever you're by my side.
KCSU Fort Collins. That was a live performance of the song Whenever You're By My Side by Allie Westover, who is in the studio with me right now for this local lunch hour. And I like that one.
Thank
obviously
you.
Mentioned Denver, so I was like, shout out. I also liked how you ended it, because that was on a like a not resolved chord.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
Mixing it up.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's another example kind of how your music is growing and evolving as you write new stuff.
Mm-hmm,
that's awesome.
Definitely.
So taking back to that shout out to Denver, how do you think moving to Colorado and the time that you've spent here so far has influenced, you know, that song and the music that you're looking to make in the future?
Yeah, so I mean, when I was living in Nashville, I definitely was like kind of going in like the more like mainstream pop direction. Mm-hmm. I was like trying to, you know, make myself be that person. And I, mm-hmm. you know, whenever I came here, it's so laid back, it's so relaxed. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of felt like I could be my true self. And so some of the music that I've written since I've been here, I feel like it's lighter. It's just like happier. I think it maybe have to do with the sunshine in Colorado. I don't know what it is.
So
but
much sunshine. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I just think that this atmosphere is a great place for inspiration. I mean, it's beautiful. The mountains, the clean air. I don't know. I just think that, you know, it's definitely influenced me. I don't know. I mean, I just, like I said, I just write whatever I'm, you know, feeling, whatever's mm-hmm. honest. And I mean, I feel like since I've been here, it's also been like an emotional shift. I mean, like I've let go of a lot of things. I have improved my life in mm-hmm. so many different ways. And I think that my music definitely reflects that. So,
yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. And like we were talking before, we want when on air, and we won't get too much into it because I don't want to, you know, bring the vibes down. But the general atmosphere of what I've heard of Nashville is that it's very brutal.
Yeah, it's intense.
Cutthroat.
It's
so,
very intense. Yeah, it's cutthroat. That's a great way to.
Yeah. So I assume that might have been a hard environment to create music
in. I mean, like taking some of my classes that I took, I mean, like I would play a song that I, you know, put my heart and soul into, and mm-hmm. then my professor or, you know, a guest speaker, someone would be like, you know what, that's not going to sell. You need to change this. You need to change this. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but that's not honest. That's not authentic. That's not mm-hmm. me. And I just didn't feel like that was fair to, you know, to be like, you know, putting music out there that wasn't honest. I don't know. I just don't think that that's right. So I guess that's just a little.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So the music industry is crazy, but I'm glad that you're making music that you wanna be making.
Yeah.
So what was the next song that you wanted to play for us today?
Let's see. I'm thinking that I'm gonna play the bird song. So this is one I'm gonna dedicate it to my mom. Shout out my mom. This is her favorite song that mm-hmm. I've ever written. And yeah, so this one is just like basically, who wouldn't want to be a bird? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, some days you have, you know, like, tough days and you just wish that you could fly away from your problems.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what the song is about.
All right, awesome. So this is a live performance of The Bird Song written by Allie Westover. Thanks so much for tuning in to this local lunch hour with me, TBD, and for listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
Hold on.
day. If something came up you didn't like too much, you could just fly away. Wouldn't you like to be a bird for the night? You could sing pretty songs when the sun comes up and kisses the earth with its light. It must be nice to be so free, to have no obligations, no one to test your patience. Free. So I think I will be a bird for the day. If someone ruffles my feathers, I'll be the better one and I'll fly away. I think I will be a bird for the night. I will sleep until dawn. When the morning comes, I'll sing about my lovely life. And it feels so nice to be so free. I've got no obligations, no one to keep me waiting.
KCSU Fort Collins. That was a live performance of The Bird Song by Allie Westover, who is here for the local lunch hour today, this beautiful Tuesday. And that was very lovely. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
absolutely. Shout out again to your mom.
Shout out, mom.
Of course. And I wanted to ask, you know, in that kind of vein, how, you know, your parents... You said your mom really likes that song, mm-hmm. So I just wanted to ask, you know, your parents are supportive of your music.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course.
Yes. They're incredible.
That's awesome.
Yeah. They were going to pay for me to go to Belmont University, which is a private school in Nashville. I mean, mm-hmm. like, they totally believe in me, and they're always encouraging me to go out and, you know, to get my music out there, to get myself out there, just in every aspect of my life. I mean, they're just the best people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was in a band called No Idea whenever he was younger, so I feel like he looks at me and he's like, you know, I want you to, you know, do what I did.
That's
and just
awesome.
enjoy music, mm-hmm. and for all that it's worth, and just, you know, have that creative outlet. So they're both incredible. Best people I know.
That's wonderful. That's really great to have such a supportive community around you.
Yeah,
really, really great. And then we have about a little bit left with a little time left with mm-hmm. each other. So I wanted to let the people listening know where they can find you, you know, on the internet, out in the world, if you're doing any performances anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't really have any performances set up anytime soon, but you can follow my SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/AllieWestover, AlleyWestover.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a personal blog that's, you know, fashion related, mm-hmm. that is AllieWestover.com. And mm-hmm. I'm probably going to update it and make it a little bit more of like, it's going to be fashion and there's going to be a little section about like who I am, and then mm-hmm. maybe just some music related stuff as well, because these are all things that I'm passionate about. So
absolutely,
keep an eye out for that.
Awesome. Awesome. So that's where you can find Allie on the World Wide Web. And if you want to take it away with another song, whichever one you're feeling.
Let's see what we can do. so many in front of me. let's see.
Yeah, where do you find the time to write all of these songs? That's impressive.
It's late at night. I don't go to bed until like 2 or 3 every night. So that's the time where music is born.
Of course.
All right, so I think I'm going to go ahead and play this tune called Before I Drown. This one is a little bit on the more somber side, but it's empowering. So,
all right, awesome. Yeah. So you heard it here. This is the song Before I Drown, performed by Allie Westover. This is the Local Lunch Hour with me, TBD, and you are listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
Let's see if I can find it on my... Oh, here we go. Got it. All right.
You never called me back when I'd hang up the phone. I'd go to bed so sad and you'd leave me alone. I never understood quite why you didn't give a damn when I cried. You said it was for attention, and that's when our love died. You couldn't be wrong if it would cost your life. No one could get a word in when you're saying why you're right. I never understood your mind. You wanted from me what you failed to provide. It was a twisted romance, and it led to our demise. Now I got to the point where I refuse to stick around, and you leave me no choice but to put my own foot down. And I'm so seasick of getting tossed around like a wave in your ocean. And thank God I got the notion to save my soul before I drown. And I remember you trying to hold me down and discouraging my dreams of music town. And it is still a mystery how you were ready to say your vows, but a simple shed of trust and respect was nowhere to be found. Well, I got to the point where I refuse to stick around. You leave me no choice but to put my own foot down. And I'm so seasick of getting tossed around like a wave in your ocean. And thank God I got the notion to save my soul before I drown. Love is blind, and I don't know how I'm gonna leave you behind. Love is blind, and I still can't seem to get you off my mind. But I got to the point where I refuse to stick around. You leave me no choice but to put my own foot down. And I'm so seasick of getting tossed around like a wave in your ocean. And thank God I got the notion to save my soul before.
KCSU Fort Collins. That was a live performance of the song Before I Drown by Allie Westover here in the KCSU studio. And you're right, that was a little more somber, but I definitely like the you're taking the power back.
Yeah,
and you're like,
exactly.
I'm gonna make this change even if you know
it's gonna hurt.
Yeah absolutely. Exactly. I like that a lot. And I just want to ask, you know, how do you think music has, you know, led you to be more like empowered in your own life? Like, do you think you've learned lessons from your songs, kind of?
Kind of, honestly. I mean, like, it's kind of funny because sometimes I don't know how I feel until I get my thoughts on paper and until I write a song. And I feel like sometimes, like you said, I kind of learn, you know, I learn through my music. And even if I'm going through a hard time, there's been a couple instances where I'm like, hey, remember that song you wrote? That's that's like pertains to the situation. And I just kind of like bump the song in my head. And I'm like, you go, girl. I'm like, yes.
Absolutely.
which is so really, it's really cool just to kind of like inspire myself and to get through tough situations from, because I mean, like, you know, there's, everything is interchangeable. I feel like there's always the, you know, history repeats itself. I'm always going to go through, you know, similar situations. And so if I have, you know, a soundtrack for that situation, then I can kind of replay it and get through it and move
Absolutely.
On. So
that's awesome. So you're inspiring yourself, and then hopefully you're putting that music out there in hopes that it will inspire others as well. That's awesome. So I think we have time for one more song.
One more song?
You can pick which your favorite one to round out this session. Let's see.
This one, actually, this pertains to what we were just talking about. So this is my, so for all you people out there that's listening, that's going through a breakup, this one's for you. This is an empowering, you don't need anybody. You don't need no man to tell you who you are.
Absolutely. So this, again, to close out the session, No Man by Allie Westover. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
It was awesome. And again, you can find Allie on SoundCloud and also her website, all just Allie Westover. And thanks for tuning in to this live session, and thanks for supporting local musicians here on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
Just waiting for the time when I could use that everyone was right about you line. And I'm sick of pretending like it doesn't bother me, 'cause honestly you knew what to say to sweep me off my feet. But something was telling me to keep my guard up. Kind of person who has potential to mess me up, and you definitely thought you had me all figured out. You didn't realize I can stand alone, and I don't need you now. I am
90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. That was Allie Westover with her song No Man. And that is the end of this live in studio session. Thank you so much for everyone who tuned in and listened to support local musicians and local college radio. And this has been, again, a great time with Allie Westover. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. This was super fun.
I'm really glad that you had a good time. And as I said, this podcast will be up on our website, kcsufm.com, within the week, and we'll also be making Facebook posts about that, so you can follow us on 90.5 KCSU on Facebook if you want to keep up to date with all the local love that we always have going on here, because I do love supporting local musicians. Y'all deserve it. Y'all work so hard.
Thank you.
And
thank you so much.
Of course. And thanks for tuning in to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
This has been another episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. I would like to thank Allie for coming into the studio. My name is Haley Giustino. I hosted this interview, engineered the audio, and produced this podcast. If you'd like to hear more podcasts from us, you can find them at kcsufm.com, on SoundCloud, and on iTunes.